Hello, Luminous Ones. This is Lopan Bonchong Ma of Bandakini Healing. And welcome to Life Force Restoration, Ancient Energy, Modern Healing. This podcast bridges the profound wisdom of the ancient Tibetan Bon traditions with modern understanding of resilience, nervous system regulation, and integrative healing. Today, we are continuing with the Sophia stage, episode 5, The Body Knows First, Somatic Refusal and the End of Self-Betrayal. The body. Because before the mind admits the truth, the body already knows. Before you can explain what is wrong, the body begins to refuse. And this refusal is one of the clearest markers that the Sophia stage has begun to stabilize. Now, I want to begin very precisely. Most people are taught to override the body. We override discomfort to maintain connection. We override intuition to avoid conflict. We override exhaustion to remain useful. We override truth to remain acceptable. And over time, this becomes normalized. The person does not experience it as an override. We experience it as adaptability, patience, understanding, compassion. But the body keeps records. The body does not forget. Every moment of self-betrayal is registered somatically, not abstractly, physically. And at the Sophia stage, something shifts. The body stops cooperating. Not as a conscious decision, but as something closer to a biological mutiny. The system begins to say, nope. Not loudly, but unmistakably. Now let's describe how this shows up. You may begin to feel a tightness in your chest when you are about to say something that you do not believe. A constriction in your throat when you are about to soften the truth. Exhaustion in conversations that require you to manage someone else's emotional state. The kind of internal resistance, almost nausea, at the idea of shrinking again. This is not dysfunction. This is integration. These sensations are not symptoms. They are information. And this distinction is essential. Because if you misinterpret this, you will try to fix it. But this is not meant to be fixed. It is meant to be listened to. This stage represents a reversal on how the system is organized. Previously, your nervous system was structured around maintaining connection. Now, if that required self-abandonment, even if that required distortion, or if it required silence, perhaps because in earlier life, connection equaled safety. So your system learned, stay connected at all costs. But in the Sophia stage, that organizing principle collapses and something new replaces it. Integrity becomes primary. Let me say this clearly. The system reorganizes from connection first to integrity first. And that changes everything. Because now, self-betrayal is experienced as a threat, not a lost connection. Self-betrayal, and the body enforces it. Now let's bring in deeper psychological layers. There is a point where the person begins to recognize how much of their life was organized around performance, not conscious performance, adaptive performance. This shapes your voice, tone, opinions, emotional expression, needs, desires to maintain acceptable, to remain loved, to remain included. This is where the Marion Woodnum concept applies, what she described as a kind of psychological prostitution, not literal, but structural. The trading of authenticity for approval. Now again, this must be held carefully. This is not judgment. It is recognition. And at the Sophia stage, the body begins to reject that exchange. It says, I will not continue to shape myself to be received. And when that happens, the person feels disoriented because the identity that was built on adaptation no longer functions. And this is where we must go even a little deeper, because this stage is not just emotional, it is neurological. The nervous system has learned patterns of appeasement, overfunctioning, hyperattunement, or emotional translation. And these patterns were once adaptive. They maintained connection. But now they are outdated. And the body refuses to continue executing them, kind of like an outdated version of your operating system. Now let's make this concrete. At this stage, you may notice you cannot say, "It's fine," when it's not fine. You cannot agree when you do not agree. You cannot soften the truth to make someone else comfortable. You cannot continue a conversation that is structurally misaligned. And when you try, the body reacts immediately. It is not oversensitivity. This is precision. This is where many people become confused. They believe they are becoming less patient, less tolerant, less flexible. But what is actually happening is they are becoming less dissociated. They are more present to reality, more present to their own experience, more aware of the cost of what they used to tolerate. And that awareness cannot be reversed. So now we move into an important layer, anger, because anger often emerges here, not chaotic anger, not reactive anger, but boundary anger. This kind of anger says, "I was doing more than I realized. I was carrying more than what was mine. Or I was praised for things that were actually depleting me." This anger is not pathology. It is information, data. It marks the boundary between self and adaptation. Now, if not processed, this anger can harden. It can harden into resentment, contempt, withdrawal. But when integrated, it becomes clarity. It becomes boundary. It becomes precision. Now let's bring this into the bond framework, because this is not only psychological, this is energetic. And in bond, we understand that life force becomes dispersed through overextension, emotional labor, self-betrayal, relational imbalance. And what this stage does is beginning to call back that energy. Every time you do not override the body, do not collapse into someone else's emotional state, do not perform to maintain connection, your energy begins to return. This is the beginning of life force restoration. This is lived experience. Now we must name something essential. This stage is not comfortable, because it removes your ability to function in ways that once made your life work. You may find certain relationships become difficult, certain environments become exhausting, certain roles become impossible, not because you are failing, but because you are no longer compatible with what requires your fragmentation. Your body is refusing something. Do not rush to override it. Do not rush to explain it away. Do not rush to return to comfort. Because what you are experiencing may not be dysfunction. It may be truth emerging into the body. And once truth is embodied, it does not go back to sleep. Luminous one, you are not falling apart. You are becoming too integrated to continue fragmenting. And this is a sacred threshold, luminous one. Your body is not betraying you. It is revealing what your mind can no longer negotiate. Listen carefully this week. Listen very carefully to where your system says no. Because that no is where your life force has an opportunity to return. Next week, we enter into episode 6, Divine Indifference, where you stop rescuing and begin standing fully in your center. If you are navigating this level of change, you do not need to hold it alone. If you'd like to speak with me directly, please email healing@bond-dakini-healing.com and we can arrange for a 20-minute consultation. Trust what your body is showing you. Until next week, remain true to yourself and trust what your body is showing you.